Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, the summer event.
Everybody at Refined Renovations in Andover, they are today's Dress Greg sponsor. And so I am wearing this bulky, warm sweatshirt, and I am sweating like a pig.
I like that sweatshirt.
Yeah, me too. I like the hockey-style jersey. Yeah.
So thanks to them, they made a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation, and therefore I am wearing their clothing of choice. I will do that for you. All you have to do is go to the foundation website or social media and look up Dress Greg, and I will do it. This is Marshall. Good morning, Marshall.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Courtney.
Thank you, Marshall.
You're a great addition to the team.
Thank you. I love New Hampshire. What part?
Seabrook.
Seabrook. Oh,
okay.
Even better.
Seabrook. My stomping ground.
I went to high school in New Hampshire.
Oh. You did?
Yeah.
You went to high school in New Hampshire?
I did.
Huh.
Yep.
Did you go with anybody famous?
Out of New Hampshire.
Bishop Gurton in Nashua. I went. Mike Lupica was there. And then the dad from Glee.
Okay.
I'm a total Gleek.
Yep. Oh, you are. Yeah.
What are you calling about, Marshall?
Yeah. Hey, Wiggy. As far as shark attacks go, you don't have to be the strongest swimmer. You just have to be the second worst.
That's why I always have a buffer of people.
That is true.
That's true.
It. And keep a pork roast in your back. Let it go if you see the shark coming.
I mean, you don't have to be. Do you have to be concerned about a hammerhead shark?
Yes.
I thought it was only the great white.
No, hammerheads, I think, are super dangerous.
Really?
They're not here, though, right?
I don't think.
What do you mean?
I think they're
important. You mean up here?
Yeah, like up
here. Yeah, we have all kinds of sharks up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We have hammerheads?
Of course we do. I mean, we have.
I thought we had great whites and
that's all we
have. Not sure if we have hammerheads.
I'm not a marine biologist.
Barologist?
Somebody, that's a drop from the, from the old show. Yeah. I have to remind
everybody. Greg was a hammer-headed squire.
Because I think like warm water sharks, like, don't they have to be in the water's got to be warm, like,
I don't
south?
There's probably a shark expert of some kind who can help you out on that. I have absolutely no idea.
More hammerhead shark sightings off the coast of Massachusetts, Cape Cod Times, August 2020.
Okay. Oh, something about the Cape, man. Don't be no sharks in Hampton Beach.
It's the seals.
Never.
Well, it's obviously the water is colder up there, but they still do. And they still you can still. I've seen sharks outside of the shack in Ocean Park, Maine. I mean, there are sharks up there.
Right, but you never hear about, when you hear of any shark attack in Massachusetts, it's always on the Cape. You never hear like
a woman died last summer in Maine from a shark attack.
That's a good point.
13-footer. You know that when you're in the water, Chief, you tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail.
This is Jay. Hello. Hey, Jay.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jay?
Well, I football's just around the corner, and I really wish Cam Newton were around the corner, too. Because I don't know what the story is, but what's the possibility of getting Aaron Rodgers? He can read their defense faster than, almost as fast as Tom Brady. He's got a hell of an arm, and he can keep the play alive like Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean,
is there any chance of getting...
It doesn't sound like to me at this point anyway that Aaron Rodgers is going to show up, right?
I mean,
he's not going to show up. So
because he would win, they could possibly take the division title and give Tom Brady a run for his money, but not with Cam Newton. If they win two or three games with Cam, I mean, it's the Emperor's new clothes, is what it is.
What do you think Aaron Rodgers really wants, Wiggy? You really think he wants to be traded?
I think he wants out. Oh yeah, he wants out of there. He definitely wants out of
Green Bay.
Yeah, he definitely wants out of there. And I think a lot of it is because of the way that maybe in his mind they feel like they treated him. They drafted this quarterback. They didn't really tell him about it. He's still, when you look at his numbers,
so they made a business decision and they didn't run it by Aaron Rodgers.
Not even run it. I don't think it's a run it by. I think it's like give him a heads up, maybe.
Yeah, he's your franchise guy. Yeah. He's your star guy. You got to be like, hey, listen, here's what we're going to do.
You think Bill gave Cam Newton a heads up that he was going to draft Mac Jones? It's completely different.
Yeah,
you're talking about Aaron Rodgers and that, you know, your franchise. You don't think Bill gave Brady a heads up
that he was going to
draft Garoppolo?
No way. He didn't. We know that now.
No, that's the true.
Yeah, but that's and that's what led to a lot of the issues between Belichick and Brady. That was part
of
it.
They won two Super Bowls after that.
No, I know they still won, but there was still friction there.
I also think with Aaron Rodgers, he's been so outspoken about it that it would be tough to return. You know, you're talking to kind of everybody about how much you are disappointed.
So is he going to retire?
He won't play.
He's getting married.
I mean, he's been very vocal for a little spoon guy.
Oh.
Normally the little spoon guys are kind of quiet.
I'm at Shailene and Aaron Rodgers' wedding website, and he has registered for like 16 different glassware pieces.
Courtney, I don't want to get personal.
Yes.
But I'm guessing Santo, big spoon guy.
Massive.
Okay.
Massive.
Sometimes you got to be the little
Santo.
You got to be the little spoon. But Aaron Rodgers cut his family off. You think he cares about going back to Green Bay? This guy was like, yeah, I don't even talk to my brother. So Aaron Rodgers will sit out because he probably feels like sooner or later they got to trade him. Why would you want a guy? And I understand that what he means to your team, but there comes a point in time where this guy don't want to play for you.
Right.
And that's where Aaron Rodgers kind of like dug his heels in the dirt. Like, I'm not playing for Green Bay. You drafted a quarterback in the first round. Why not say, hey, let's get as much as we can? If Matt Stafford got two first-round draft picks, what do you think Aaron Rodgers can get you?
It's a lot.
A lot.
I think at this point, he's not going to play for you. Why not just move on from
because
the guy?
Because call his bluff. He's not going to sit out an entire season. There's no way.
Why, though?
Because he wants to get records. He wants to have great seasons. He knows that every year that he loses off his career is 1 year closer to retiring.
But see, I think here's the difference, though, and thank your boy Brady for this one. Aaron Rodgers is 37 years old.
He was your boy until you turned on him.
No. And when I say your boy, I mean, you beat the drum for him. If Rodgers sits out this year, Next year, he's 38 years old. There's no wear and tear in his body. Brady's already proven that you could play to 44, 45. It looks like 40, 46 years old. So if Rodgers is like, yo, I got to sit out for a year. I got plenty of money. I'm not concerned about that. And then he sits out this year. They ultimately have to trade him next year. And
he could spend the year doing wedding planning.
Right.
Isn't he engaged now?
Yeah, Charlene Woodley. Yeah.
But he says no. They're not no rush, though.
Oh.
We don't know when that wedding would be.
I think it's going to be a secret wedding, and I bet it happens way quicker than we think. They got engaged after dating for like a few months, I want to say. It was a COVID dating.
How long is she willing to wait? That's the question. Some of these women will wait around forever.
Well, she's an actress. She said she doesn't really like sports. She didn't know that he was like a really good football player.
Okay. Right.
She
had no idea.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
Right.
She don't know who LeBron James either is.
Right. She had no idea.
She thought he was an actor.
That's what Linda Pizzuti said.
Right. She thought he was a plumber.
But how long is she going to wait around? You know what I mean? Like, I think Aaron Rodgers right now, he might as well just move in and capitalize on this one because his name, you know, who was the other girl that dragged him through the mud? Olivia Munn?
Olivia Munn. And then he dated Danica Patrick.
Oh, yeah. They got him good.
Well, Olivia Munn said he wasn't good in the rapper. He's not very good in bed.
That's what she said. I mean, that's the worst.
What I didn't say it, Curtis. I mean, that's really
worst thing
you're really attacking this guy's character.
Said he can't play the piano.
He's focused on football.
I talked to him.
What? He can't play the piano.
I talked to him once. I was doing the red carpet for the NHL awards or the NFL awards. Yeah. And he was the weirdest interview I've ever had in my entire life.
The guy has the personality of a rock. No, no offense.
It wasn't really that.
Oh,
it was like, I felt like he was looking into my soul.
What?
Oh. I felt like he was looking into my soul.
Really?
Yeah, it was like it was the weirdest interview I've ever had.
Is some kind of like a soul stealer or something like
that? I don't know.
The romantic, like looking into your soul?
He was dating Danica Patrick at the time.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Maybe he's a vampire.
Yeah, maybe. No.
But you kind of fit his mold, though.
Well, so guys sent me over shots once, thought I was Danica Patrick.
Yeah, you fit him.
I'm like a foot taller than Danica Patrick.
Did you say you were and accept the shots?
I said, no, that's sorry, but I'll take them.
Take the drink.
Where was Deshaun Watson looking when you interviewed him?
Oh, good one, Ben.
He's not going to play, right?
I think he is.
For the Eagles?
Schefter's saying that, yeah. He's going to come back.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know.
They've got
to
have...
Rules only apply to the Patriots and Boston sports.
I know.
Everybody else can just do whatever they want, whenever they want it.
Well, it looks like...
Could you imagine if the Patriots traded for Deshaun Watson? The United States would explode.
Yeah.
But it looks like, thanks to BSO Black Sports Online... that Deshaun Watson says he's close to settling with this civil suit.
Oh, he is.
Because there was a person who tweeted, are you going to play this year? And then he liked the tweet.
So it's
all about that deep diving in
the
cryptic
Tony Busby must be like losing steam. The lawyer for all the women.
We should check in with the 12 people who run all the misinformation on Facebook and find out whether they know about Aaron Rodgers.
Good call.
All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, trending now brought to you by McDonald's. What is crispy, juicy, tender? Stop by McDonald's and get their new crispy chicken sandwich and find out. You can also try it spicy and deluxe. Enjoy it today at participating McDonald's. Big night for the Red Sox, shaking up the lineup. Alex Cora looks like a genius yet again, pushing all the right buttons. 13-4, the win in Buffalo against the Jays in game one of the series. 8 runs in the first, 3 more in the second, 6 homers in all. Here's Cora discussing the lineup, which had Jaron Duran in the 2-hole and JD Martinez down to 2-5.
You know, moving people around, we'll probably relax a few guys, and you know, I think the key also is getting JD those 2 guys in front of him. You know, he's an RBI machine, and it just happens that, he's been doing a good job throughout the season, but I felt like it was time to go with Xander, Rafi, and JD in that order. And obviously, just giving the kid a chance to hit in the top of the lineup and see what happens.
And he had a 2-run shot, his first home run in the bigs. Jaron Duran looks like a pretty good rookie they have, Wicks, on their hands. A little injection of life. And tonight, Chris Sale in Portland. Sales rehab start up for the Sea Dogs.
That's the biggest question. When are they saying that he's potentially could come back?
I would talk to Bradfield about this. He thinks maybe 3 rehab starts and then he'll be good.
They said 75% to 80% they would take him.
Bradfield was so wrong because remember he said the middle of July.
Yeah, he did say mid July.
What is with that hat that Bradford wears? Does that have sentimental value or something?
It's got to be a sponsorship.
Ask Ken. Those two are best friends.
People are paying $100 for him to wear a hat.
Curtis is so dismissive of Bradford.
I hate him at all. He's a nice guy.
Well, but the
you
hat
yelled
is,
at me for having him on the Yankees game.
It looks like it was run over by a Mack truck or something. Yeah. It looks like he stole it from somebody like a vagrant or something. Yeah. Like why doesn't he get a new hat from Lord Hobo?
I know. Or Gould's Distinctive Clothing. That's his clothing spot.
That vintage looks in right now, though.
No, but that wasn't vintage.
It was.
There was a person who said it best yesterday on Gresham Keefe. It was a tweet or a text message. It looked too big and too small all at the same time.
I mean,
the brim was just out there.
Get the guy a new hat. I mean, if we're not paying him enough, give him more money so he can buy himself a new Lord Hobo hat.
The brim was like a diving board, like an Olympic event off that thing.
Garrett Richards tonight, your first pitch at 7:07 on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. He'll go up against the new guy for Toronto because their original starter slipped on wet dugout steps. Mm. So watch yourself there. Alek Manoah. Rays lost, game and a half lead in the East. NBA Finals tonight. Game 6, Wiggy, Milwaukee and Phoenix. They've won 3 in a row, down 0-2. They can come back and win 4 straight here.
This is big because Giannis gets his first one if he wins, and then Chris Paul goes back into the category of one of the great NBA players that never has won a championship.
And I got to echo what Courtney said yesterday. Got to root for Giannis. This guy was loyal, stayed home. He's the anti-Brady.
Yeah.
When Brady was 25, what did he do?
Talking about this year.
Well, how old is Giannis?
Recent history.
25.
So then what are you talking about? You did the exact same thing.
He's going to be there for a long time.
20 and years, you think?
Brady, speaking of him, going to the White House. Just flip-flopping all over the place. Stabbing Trump in the back. And he's going to go see Joe Biden. How do you feel about that, Curtis?
Can we have an intervention for Ken and is just outraged
Well, that's
outraged
news.
Over
what do you think
Brady?
About Brady showing up at the White House?
I'm kind of shocked he is going to the White House.
I thought you'd surprising. Be happy about that, Ken. Wouldn't
I'm happy
be
about
him
it.
If he didn't go, so
I'm
why
curious,
are you ripping him now?
I'm curious about you.
Is Gronk?
I would go see Biden. I love seeing old people. They're nice.
Great question. Is Gronk
going
to go?
Yeah, is Gronk going? He was at the ESPYs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Gronk would go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Brady's a Trump guy. I mean, he used to be.
Well, I believe that you, regardless of your political leanings, if you have the opportunity to meet a president, out of respect for the office, you ought to do it.
I'm with you on that one.
Also, seeing the inside of the White House is pretty, I mean, how many people get to do that?
Don't get the same fast food that you used to get when Trump was there. I mean, he used to order in from McDonald's, and there'd be lots of Big Macs and everything.
Per Jen Psaki, they're giving out Werther's Original when you arrive.
That was one of my biggest, like, winning the Super Bowl was great, but then actually going to the White House was pretty cool. I'm still looking for the picture that I took with Bush. Like, to have a picture with the president.
Yeah, you lost that?
No, the team took them.
Uh-huh. Is it on Google?
No, I don't know.
It's got to be.
Maybe Polaroid.
The team took. But to be able to put up a picture.
What did you say to President Bush when you
I don't think I said much. You know I was just like in shock of like Secret Service being at the White House.
Did you shake hands with
him? Yeah, I shook hands. We took a picture. You know, I'm with you. To be able to say that you met the president, regardless if you like him, don't like him, you agree.
It's an honor.
Oh, yeah. It's just that whole, it's the, you know.
I'll pull it up in the next break. I met Clinton when I was 8 years old.
Oof. Where was he looking?
I was 8.
Yeah, you're
relax.
Lucky you weren't 18.
No, I was 8. Yeah.
You were lucky at 8 you weren't with Biden. He's smelling your hair.
I got more money and more private jets than Santo does.
This is my good friend, Jeffrey Epstein.
You want to fly to our private island, Courtney?
That's what's trending.
What's your last name again?
Oh, jeez.
All right, let's take a break.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too.
Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you ready?
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI.
To recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up.
Which is that a little bit of interesting? Thank you for turning my mic on, Ken.
You turned it off.
A little bit of interesting Pearl Jam news this morning, which is that they can't seem to decide as a band whether they are going to require some sort of vaccine proof when they tour starting next year. So, in fact, Jeff Ament was talking a little bit about that yesterday.
Most of the shows that we have to make up for, the two legs, the European leg and the U.S. leg, most of those shows are in they're indoors. So I just don't know if I want to go out and do 30 shows where you're checking vaccination cards. And I mean, hopefully we can be smart enough that, again, we can just turn the corner and, you know, by March we're like rocking and everybody can feel good about traveling and getting 20,000 people into a space.
Do you think you may be required to present one at Gillette Stadium?
Yes.
You do?
I think so.
Yeah, really? I think we're getting to that point. Because if not, then we're going to get to what Pete Towns doing, is now they're going to put a bunch of restrictions back in place.
But everything has gone fine at Fenway, where you haven't had to present
I guess
that's outside, but so is Gillette.
I went to a very different. I went to a drag show recently, and I had to show
drag racing. You mean
no?
Oh, no.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Full on drag. Yes. Yes. I had to show a vaccination card.
where was the show?
Fire Island.
Oh. Wow.
It was a bachelorette party. Okay. But no, it was so fun. It was amazing. Yeah. But it was half indoor, half outdoor. But it was all open space, basically. Half, and I had to show one.
Yeah, half what?
I had
half
to show
indoor,
one.
Half outdoor.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it was half indoor, half outdoor. And so, but you had to show a card?
Yeah.
To get into the show?
Yes.
How many people were in there?
I mean, not that many.
Huh.
Anybody do Tina Turner?
Yes, there was like a lot. Tina Turner. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable.
It's like the go-to. It's like karaoke, you know, like karaoke is Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
Right.
I feel like drag shows, Tina Turner is the go-to.
That would definitely be one of the days on the Entertain Me at Home thing that you would have going with all your money,
This woman was on RuPaul's Drag Race. She was a famous one.
So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think what you're going to see, Greg, what you're seeing in California, what you're seeing in P-Town, is that they're almost forcing everybody to get vaccinated. If not, then it becomes show your vaccine card. It becomes fully masked, you know, whether it's indoor, outdoors. That's what we're getting to, I believe. And so, I think it's one of those, we have to show your vaccine card.
You got to take a photo of your vaccine card because I never have it on me.
Listen, so I showed him the phone. We're getting, as long as we can get concerts back, then I'm okay with whatever it takes. And we're getting to the getting into the Fenway concert season. I think Ken is going to go see Guns N' Roses sooner than later, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And all Curtis is going to see New Kids on the Block.
And then Zach Brown Band.
Yeah. Curtis has to do something at the New Kids show. Guarantee you Danny Wood is listening right now in Florida and wants you to do something at the New Kids show.
I mean, my God. I mean, there's like 16,000 seats available.
You have to come out on stage during the New Kids show and do something, Numbnuts, all right?
Okay. I'll be your mascot.
Maybe come out with the Numbnuts shirt on during the New Kids show at Fenway. I believe those who are viewing the program on Twitch may soon see the photo that was mentioned earlier of an 8-year-old Courtney Cox with Bill Clinton.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Yeah.
Wow.
Do what you want with that, what you will with that. But,
do what you want with that? Please don't. Jeez.
But, of course, you can. A reminder that you can view this program every single morning on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And, of course, you can participate at your own risk in the Twitch chat, which is very aggressive at times and also a lot of fun. Now, speaking of fun, the patron of this program, some believe that he is the puppet master, if you will, of this program. Ken referred to him earlier as the program director of the Greg Hill Show, is joining us right now, the great Ernie Bach Jr. Ernie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I wouldn't call myself that.
Well, there's a big conspiracy theory. Speaking of the Twitch chat, conspiracy theory in there that you picked Courtney, that you tell me what to do, that you were the one who chose Courtney Cox. Is that true or false?
Well, I'll tell you, I went through the process as a listener, as so many did, wondering, you know, when is it going to happen? Why is it taking so long?
Yes.
Some of the backlash from the women that did audition. But I got to say that the second she went on, and I wasn't that familiar with her before, she was my choice. Absolutely.
Thank you,
number one. Yep. Courtney, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I think it's fantastic. I Kendra was my second choice, just, you know, for the record.
A lot of people like Kendra.
Yeah. But Courtney, I think it's fantastic. And what I'd like to do, if you know, you're into it, is let's have a introduce Courtney to the listeners get together at my house.
A mixer.
Now, I love that.
Wow.
I love that.
Well, I didn't get that.
Everyone already knows who you are.
I got a bag of chips and a sandwich from Ernie Market. Very good. I didn't get no party at Ernie Cox's house.
You can come to this party at Ernie's house if you would like.
I'd like to go.
Absolutely, Wiggy. You're totally invited.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to invite listeners to this?
Yeah. Let's not go crazy because, you know, we have the things. But by the way, I had a national band for my dealers about a month ago. No masks, no nothing. It was awesome.
Yeah. What band was it?
REO Speedwagon.
Oh, wow.
They're like a hit factor.
Yes,
I'm telling you, song after song.
I do love REO Speedwagon. We need to add some of that to Greg's list. Ken, immediately. Make a note of that.
Sure.
Ernie, can we have you play a little bit on a guitar at the party?
But I'll tell you what, I'll have music, I'll have a chef, we'll have adult beverages, some great food. Ooh. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Sounds amazing.
When do you want to do this?
First few days in August.
Okay.
I'm free. I'm wide open.
Okay.
Well, I'd hope so. The party's for you.
We do it at the house or the auto salon.
Yeah, at my auto salon. It'll be an interesting venue. It'll be fun for everybody to meet Courtney. Well, she can get up, tell us about herself. It'll be cool.
All right. I will say, Wiggy, you love automobiles.
I do.
The auto salon is a great take. How many cars do you have in there currently, Ernie?
About 40.
But they're unbelievable. Yeah. You will love it.
Well, I follow Bach Exotic, and I know that they have that thing coming up August 22nd. It's like a dream ride, something where it's all these, like, you know, exotic cars. I'm a big car person. So
that's incredible. That's in Connecticut.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And as a side note, to go there, the state police escort us to the Connecticut border, then the Connecticut State Police escort us to the show.
Oh.
And, geez. You know, people have...
It's like Doug Mirabelli.
It goes pretty... They're very generous. They block off exit, block off roads. It's all for charity.
Yes, all for charity.
Yeah. And people pay, you know, decent amount of money to go to Dream Ride. And it's really cool for the exotic car fan.
Ugh. All right. Well, how do you want to... Do you want people to reach out to you on social to come to this and you pick the people? How do you want to do this?
I tell you what. You pick most of them. A few people come to me Twitter at Ernie Bach Jr. And yeah. I'll pick a few people. You pick the majority of them.
Okay.
All right.
And big news, Ken says he's going to bring Twister to take on any listeners.
Nice.
Well, he's free to do whatever he wants now. Yeah. I mean, he's vaccinated. Right.
Fully vaccinated.
He's a big Twister
Ernie,
guy.
Do you want listeners in your house? Like Derek, the Steelers fan? I mean, are you sure about this?
Well, I assume you have to win to do this. Yeah. Let's say like, you know, 15 people, and then they bring a guest. So 30 people, I'll have security. I'm not worried.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fantastic.
I can't thank you, Ernie.
So Courtney's,
Courtney, it'll be whatever, great.
We'll come up with some kind of creative radio name for it. Courtney's, yeah. Courtney's first party or whatever. Whatever.
Perfect.
Whatever.
Sounded a great job.
Yeah. Courtney's house party.
Okay. All right, Ernie. Fantastic. Thank you so much. And we'll pick a date and we'll let everybody know. And you can if you want to reach out to Ernie on his social or my social or something. We'll get people in first opportunity to meet Courtney. All right.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Right. Later.
Okay. Speaking of Derek, the Steelers fan, he is on the phone this morning. Hello, Derek.
You know, I've been with you since the beginning.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And despite Kenny trying to, you know, stamp all over me, I'll even throw a donation to the foundation if I can get myself in that event.
Oh,
do we want Derek the Steelers fan there?
I thought Derek was a good hang last time.
Yeah,
he is a good hang.
I want to meet Derek the Steelers fan.
You do?
Yes.
I've never heard someone say that.
All right.
Curtis, jealousy's ugly, my friend. Okay, a common man fired from a trash company still has more game than you.
Okay? Well, that's not really a compliment. Stapler has more game than me.
Good point by you. But I haven't gotten fired again. I made it through COVID. I still have to wear the little mask every day. Okay, my football team has to work out outdoors. I'm done. I can't do this again, Hilltop. These people, Ken, I love the guy from the lobster pot. I may be wrong, but we have a lot of people in outbreaks. No. But shut up. You are wrong. Not maybe wrong. You're wrong. And Courtney seems to be leaning towards Kenny's side on this whole COVID fake crisis. But let me remind people of all the false positive tests that got swept under the rug, and they didn't reset the numbers on Baker's little board there, okay? All the super spreader events that Kenny told everybody was going to lead to outbreaks that didn't, Sturges, high school parties in Sudbury, the like. Stop it. No. Enough.
I can't
do it again. Something bad will happen. I can't do it.
I don't think you're gonna have to. I don't think there's going to be another
rollback. Maybe not a lockdown, but
I think LA is headed towards a lockdown.
You do?
Wow. Yes. I think LA is in tough shape. From any friend that I have over there, they're saying it's dark over there.
Oh. So do you think the fact that Provincetown has decided that they're going to institute the mask mandate again means that the rest of the state will follow?
I don't think the rest of the state's completely following Provincetown.
Can Provincetown do that?
Yes. Every town. Yes, they just did. They just did that.
But isn't this the problem that we run into? Isn't the governor make the mandate? So if there's no state mask wearing mandate.
Yes.
How can a town then tell me I have to wear a mask at an outdoor event when the state tells me I don't?
Well, that's like the restaurant stuff.
Right.
When Massachusetts was reopening and Boston still had the 90-minute rule and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked that Brookline and Newton haven't jumped right in behind Provincetown because they don't want to be viewed as a town that's sort of not taking this as seriously as every other town in Boston, Massachusetts.
several texters who want to go to the party are going just to meet Santo.
Oh.
Well, will
Santo, whoa, they better be.
Will Santo be coming? Well, oh, they better be what?
I don't know.
You don't want any competition?
No, no, yeah.
Listen.
Yes, it's Santo.
Mama Bear protecting your cup right there.
No.
I mean, if Santo's a good-looking dude,
yeah,
then you should be happy about that.
No, I am.
Somebody's claws came right out over there.
You jumped on that. I can't tell also this seat. I can't tell if you're looking at Curtis and Ken or looking at me. So then sometimes I catch it.
Wow, you don't want somebody to be like, wow, that's a very nice car you drive.
No, of course.
Didn't sound like that.
No, it did. It is,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Sounded like, wait
so
a
what,
second.
We're only like no
Santo
listeners
will be
can
there.
Bring no listeners can bring their dates.
I mean, no female listeners.
You don't want any women around Santo.
Oh my gosh!
Sounded
no,
like,
I mean, that is not true.
Like no female listeners.
No,
was that like Mike Pence? He couldn't be in the room with another woman.
Santo,
eyes up.
Wow. Santo.
Oh, geez. No, I go. I mean, we're around a lot of people a lot of times, and girls hit on him.
Santo.
Not like you got very, like, you know, defensive.
It
whoa,
was a joke.
Very protective.
Santo.
Santo.
He's got his, you know, right. That sweater cape. A thing the ladies go crazy
oh,
over.
Yes,
that.
Can he wear the
no,
sweater?
No, he will please, not be wearing that.
Oh,
let
please,
him wear the
no,
sweater
no,
cape.
No,
please,
he won't want to wear it.
It was supposed to be a surprise, but Ernie told me they're building a lighthouse for the event.
Santo,
excellent.
What if they hand out sweater capes at the door? We all gotta wear them.
Everybody gets
that would
cardigan.
Be kind of good. It's gonna be his next birthday party.
Everybody gets a pair of loafers
quarter
and a cardigan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quarter zip.
Quarter zip. Sorry, gosh. That's what it's called. It's yes. A quarter
does
zip.
Does he really put a penny in there?
It's a Santo.
And the penny loafers.
Loafers and a cardigan sounds like a great night.
All right.
It sounds like my Boston College experience, to be honest.
Brought to you by Ernie Bakken, Vineyard Vine.
We got to take a break.
Santo!
quick reminder that you can stream this show at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. So download the app. You can take us wherever you go.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Da 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D R E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this.
What? So,
yeah, stop Snoop.
Top dog, bottom off, Bernie. DPGC, man, turn it. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Look, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we live.
Twitch chat wants you to let it breathe, Ken, so let it breathe for a minute.
Slip my mind with that. When she got in the back door, looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this, just a swing in my. Talking, walk if you're down with the set. Take a with some and take this jack out of town. Put it down for the father of rap. And if you're
Curtis, are you paying attention to the text machine? I before I mention this text, I really love your laugh. There seems to be a couple people who are enraged by your laugh. I don't know what the issue is. But I enjoy your laugh. I would keep laughing.
You know?
I mean, is there anything wrong with laughing? Isn't laughter the best medicine? Isn't that what they say?
I mean, the other possibility, we just, you know, stop laughing and die and become depressed.
This is Fred. Hello, Fred. Fred? Okay, Fred is not there. This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
What's up, Kevin?
Let me tell you something. If you think they're going to enforce these vax cards and everything for concerts, you're nuts.
Why?
I can get a vax card right now for $100, and I've known plenty of other people that have gotten them. You can get them on the market like nothing now. So you think you're going to go to a concert and show a vax card? They're all fake, just like fake licenses and IDs when we were kids.
Well, I mean, first of all, just because you can buy something from criminal or whoever it is,
right.
Wiggy's buddy, doesn't mean that the whatever the rule is that you're circumventing shouldn't be in place. I mean, I think there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people who might feel more comfortable going to something if people had to show that they had been vaccinated. I mean, I don't know.
But you think they really got? There's plenty of people that I know that have not been vaccinated. And they're still going to concerts, and they're still going to go to shows, and they're still going to fly, and they're still going to do their thing. And they have a fake tax card, just like when you were a kid, you got a fake ID to go drink. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, you're going to need one, because if they are going to get to the point where you're going to, in order to do things, you're going to have to show your vax card, whether you get vaccinated or, like the caller says, you have to get a fake vaccine card. That's what people are going to have to do.
Have you, other than Courtney saying that she had to show one to get into the show on Fire Island, I've never been asked to present the vax
I also
card.
Had to show one to get into Village Tavern. Is that the name of it in New York?
Yeah, there are some places I've heard that before. There are some places that you have to show them. But if you're starting to see some of these places like California, P-Town, going back to like mass mandate, you don't think the next step is, okay, because if I'm vaccinated, why do I need a mask? The purpose of me getting vaccinated so I could live my life. Why should I have to adjust my life for somebody who isn't vaccinated? So if I can show my card, then I should be able to go to a basketball game or a concert and not have to wear a mask. And I think that's the point where it seems like they're going to stop pushing it to, because the voices of the many are going to be the voices of the vaccinated people. Yeah. Remember when we were in the beginning, it was the voices of the many were the mask people.
Yeah.
And the ones who didn't want to wear the mask, we were like in the minority. It's going to be the same thing.
I also think fake vaccination cards are very different than like a fake ID. I think when you're getting a fake ID, it's like, oh, I'm so cool. I'm underage. I'm getting a fake ID to buy booze. A fake vax card, I think, is a bad look. And I think if you're getting one of those and you're talking about it with your friends, and I think it's not the same as getting a fake ID.
We need a vaccination.
603 texter, they had to show it for college orientation. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
There are some colleges that mandate you have to, I think BC's one of them. In order to go to BC in the fall, you got to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So there are going to be a lot of schools like that. So a lot of the college age kids are going to have to get vaccinated, or at least get fake vaccine cards?
If you've not yet gotten vaccinated, please get vaccinated to protect yourself and your family.
I think the college thing is because think about how much money it probably was for colleges to be testing kids, every single person in their student body every week, I think it was at one point. That's a lot of money that a school has to put forth. So to do the vaccine thing.
Does Bezos have to show one when he goes into space in an hour or so?
I don't know, but it is pretty wild. 272,000 people are currently watching this live stream.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think they're watching because they're interested or they want to see something bad happen?
The latter.
Well, yeah. That's human nature. That's why people
watch this show on Twitch.
And wait for it to blow up.
About 8 o'clock Central Time, Bezos will blast into space with, I believe, the oldest man ever to go into space.
Oldest woman.
No, it's a guy.
No, it's a woman.
A woman? Wally. Yeah, it's a woman.
Wally Funk is a woman.
Wally Funk is a woman?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The oldest woman ever to go into space.
It's an elite name.
How did Wally Funk get chosen to go into space?
I believe she's like an aviator or she's something like that.
It's probably Bezos. It's probably his ex-mother-in-law, and he's going to dump her when they get up there.
Oh, no.
And I guess when she wanted to go to space originally, they wouldn't let her go because she was a woman.
Oh.
So I think that's kind of...
That's what they're doing here.
Yeah, so that's why. Yeah, Wally Funk, you'd be like, oh, man, sounds like a baseball player from the 1930s, but... Yeah.
And then he's got his lucky sperm club brother with him, right? That guy hit the lottery. He gets to do everything with Bezos.
Yeah, it's the best situation, right? You don't have too much money where you're like, you don't know what to do with it. You have all this, you know, responsibility. He just basically gets the leftovers.
I got a DM.
When people call you looking for money, you just say, call my brother. Right. Don't call me.
I got a DM from somebody, James, saying maybe the kid is the dad's least favorite and he won't miss him if something goes awry. Dad got scared and came up with a scheduling conflict.
I do think it's odd, though, that the guy who paid millions of dollars in the auction to go to space has a scheduling conflict.
Yeah.
He couldn't show up.
What would you miss going to space for?
For me, I would miss going to space for anything.
You don't want to go to space.
Yeah, no, I have no interest.
I mean...
But I think it's probably a meeting. If the guy owns a multi-billion dollar company, which he must if he's spending that much money to go do this 10-minute flight, like...
What meeting can the guy not blow off if he's a business magnate?
He's got a photo shoot, I think.
What is he, a colonoscopy or something?
You can't blow those off. And you wouldn't want to blow those off, so.
You shouldn't blow those off.
No, you don't want to.
How bad will that father feel if something horrible happens and his son dies on a flight that he should have been on?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, they're just going up there for literally 10 seconds.
They get, right? If they wear parachutes?
Oh, 10 minutes. Yeah. Sorry, 10 minutes.
They wear parachutes?
Yeah, of course they do. I'm sure they do. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, Gregory.
How was
your vacation?
It was great. It was excellent. But I do, you know, I go away for a few days and then I start to miss people like you, Jerry. So I come back here.
You flatter me. So I would love to hang with you guys and Ernie Bach, but I don't feel I'm cool enough to be in the presence of such beautiful people.
Well, I mean, listen, Derek the Steelers fan is going to be there, so you absolutely are. I wouldn't worry about that.
That makes the exception to the rule, I guess, right there. So last night, watching Tucker Carlson, he's going over some of these statistics about the COVID thing. And an interesting stat that he shows, in the age group of people 18 and under, there were 313 deaths attributed to COVID. Each and every one of those deaths was an individual that had serious underlying health issues like leukemia.
Yeah.
Okay? We're talking serious health issues, not little big-time health issues. If you remove all the people with serious underlying health issues, not one death in that group, 18 and under, from COVID. So these colleges are forcing, and BC in particular, it's only Catholics. It's, if you are of another religion and have a religious
exemption,
objection, you don't have to. But if you're Catholic and you have a religious objection, you can't invoke that.
Yeah.
They're making this segment of society, which faces zero chance of dying from COVID to get a vaccination.
But they can do that. It's a private entity. They can do that. I mean, there appears to be a lot of anger. You and Curtis would understand this more than me. There's a lot of anger about the BC decision.
Well, yeah, and I think...
By the parents.
Right, but I go back to think of my time there, and Boomer Esiason's son was a year or two older than I was, and he has CF. Like, he cannot get COVID. So I think BC is probably thinking about those students that are living on campus, living with other students, and yes, is that the majority of people at the school? No, but to protect the people that need protection, I think in their mind, they're doing something good.
But why don't they do that with other shots? Like other things, like any other...
Because this is unique, Greg. And I really think people like Jerry, who, you know, is a great listener to the station, but it's like, why are you outraged? You don't have a kid at BC. Like, why does it bother you that this private school is doing what they're doing? Listen, I don't know. My parents would probably be outraged too. Why are you doing this? You know, they're right wingers, but I don't care. It's a shot. Do it. It doesn't hurt. Go, you know, you get vaccinated. Live your life.
He should call the old AAF station, the Christian rock place, and see if that's a better call for that station.
I think Christ FM.
That'd be a good topic for them.
But I also don't think it's a Catholic thing. It's a private.
But it's not a private thing, because is UMass a private school?
No.
And UMass is one. UMass Amherst.
UMass. Yeah, that's a good name for it.
Oh, sorry, UMass.
Well, bad thing. I wanted to go back to Bethany. Yeah. I mean, they're all doing it. So
right.
All right. We got to take a break, but we will be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.